Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
DSW's semi-annual sale starts now. Twice a year, tons of deals going fast. It's all or nothing. A designer shoe warehouse will give you something to brag about. Like 40% off clearance in all DSW stores or an extra 10% off clearance at DSW.com. Don't sleep on these savings. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. DSW, let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show. Plus, you know we're right here on your dial from 3 to 6 each day, weekdays. It's 410, 76 degrees here on this Monday, August 25th, 2025. Beautiful few days in store. Going to be cooler tonight. Next 2 days, I think it's going down into 40s each night. I love it. Love that sleeping weather. Bundle up there, cupcake. So we've had this rash of active shooter or swatting or whatever we're going to call it. There's been a rash of them at some universities around the nation. Villanova has had a few. University of South Carolina. Where did I just see one today? UT Knoxville had one today. This is causing Iowa State University, appears to be the latest university, another one today. USC. Alert was triggered by a swatting hoax. So there's been multiple. That's a University of Southern California, University of South Carolina. This seems to be a new thing happening. And what needs to be looked at here, in addition to the crime of calling in a false active shooter at these universities, you also have to look into, and law enforcement is looking into, is this trying to create a cry wolf scenario to where you have multiple false situations and then a planned actual one? Well, that's the thing that's unknown. That's the thing that terrifies first responders around the nation. And they have to respond to each one, believing that it's the real thing. And they always should. You cannot become lax in these types of environments because there are entities, there are people, there are sick-minded individuals or groups that will do just that, create a cry wolf situation to where, you know, response hopefully gets lackadaisical after multiple around the country false reports. And first responders and students and the parents and faculty get in their head, hey, you know, there's been a dozen of these fake things. You know, if the alert goes out in campus and you have professors and students going, oh, this is just another hoax, well, that's what they hope on. And you have to take that into consideration. And it wears on your psyche from the student level to the administrator level to the teacher and professor level to first responders to parents. But think about the thousands of parents who are sending their kids off to college for the first time. Now, we've had to deal with a lot as parents, sending your kids off to college during a pandemic or having them stay home for the first semester for a pandemic. That was interesting, huh? Paying all that money in tuition and some even paying room and board, wouldn't get refunds for it. But imagine dropping your high school baby, your baby girl, your baby boy, because that they'll always be that. I don't care if they're 30. You know, you finally let them go off to college. They got into the college of their dreams, Villanova, University of South Carolina, University of Tennessee, Knoxville. All these schools have had these swatting or fake hoax active shooter calls. And getting that text message, getting that alert on your phone. You sign up for the alerts for your college. You follow all the social media pages. And then all of a sudden, mere days after you drop them off, you get that text message, active shooter. Everyone's nightmare. And the mental anguish that puts these people through. Is this just someone getting their jollies with these folks? Is it some troll with these hoaxes that are getting laughs out of it? Is it a criminal act to where they actually want to harm people by hoaxing them? Or is it setting up an environment for a cry wolf environment to where there is something planned? Now, there is no real rhyme or reason to where these are happening. We have enough to worry about in society than this nonsense. This day and age, there are a lot of techniques to track down individuals. But there's also a lot of technology to help shield them. You know, VPNs and bouncing them off, all of this could be coming from all around the world. You know, we've seen that some of the hoaxes and scares and threats to our local school districts here, what came from Peru?
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So even if we do identify where it's coming from, are we able to do anything about it is another example. And I wish there was an easier method to help families into this, because this, I mean, Villanova could affect us. I'm sure there's people in our area that were affected by these calls. And I don't care if your child is a freshman in college or a graduate school in college. You're still, as parents, as family, have the same fear for their safety, especially in the times we live in where active shooters are very real. They do happen. But complacency is the hope on a lot of levels. Even somebody who may not be involved in it, say, hey, I mean, you're dealing with sick individuals that just want to cause mass carnage, want to cause as much destruction as they can, cause chaos. Hey, you know what? There is a lot of complacency right now because of all these hoaxes. We were planning on doing something. You know, is now the time? And you have to take that in consideration. And I know the FBI, I know our campus police, I know our local police, especially here where we have multiple college towns, are taking this very seriously. And again, complacency is the enemy here, and that's for everyone. It's hard, again, to deal with. First responders are trained to deal and respond to this. School staff and professors are now trained to deal and respond to this. Students have been in an environment to where it's been talked about for decades now, to where they're at least desensitized to the possibility and what to do. And there's drills that have been embedded in them from grade school through high school through now college. But parents being away from their kids for the first time, there is no training manual there. And again, yes, we've dealt with this with high schools around the nation and such, but again, desensitizing this is the goal. So we do need to take everyone seriously. We do need to respond to everyone like it's the real thing. And I don't care if it's the fifth one or the tenth one or the first one. The fact these are going on, that's a separate investigation, and that needs to continue until it comes down. If you are having trouble with coping with things like this, you know, reach out to your healthcare providers and say, hey, you know, this is what's going on in the world. This is going what's on in my kid's school. I'm having a hard time dealing with this. You know, do I need to talk to someone? Do I maybe need some medication? Do I need something? Do I need to take up something like daily walks to help build off the anxiety from my system? There are plenty of avenues. But don't go unnoticed either, you, the parents, the people dealing with this, and the students. Talk to your kids. If your kids are away at college, have that ongoing dialogue with them and say, hey, you know, these hoaxes at colleges for these swattings or active shooters are happening all over. It's a possibility it could happen at your school. Just know about it. You know, these kids today, the college especially, they're focused on a lot of things. You know, maybe they're not focused on the national news. Say, make sure you have a plan. Make sure you look around. You know what you're doing. You know what to do in case it happens and where your classes are. How's your dorm? Could you fortify your dorm? Can you fortify your dorm room? Don't take it for granted and brush it off saying, well, there's been a dozen hoax. This is just another one of those. Until it's too late. And it's too late to respond to it. But there's been more and more of these. You know, it started off on Friday with just Villanova. And since then, there's been, you know, I'm looking right now at maybe over a half dozen throughout the nation. And again, University of South Carolina bring one. University of Tennessee in Knoxville is another. Villanova was, what, two, maybe three times? So, University of Arkansas today was on lockdown. So, have the conversation. Make sure they're aware of what's going on in the news. Hopefully, law enforcement does what they do best and quickly. And again, if it's from a foreign nation, how much can they do? I guess we'll see. It's just sad this day and age we need to deal with this on top of everything else. And again, the multiple layers of parents sending their kids off as freshmen to college for the first time away from home ever. Kids being away from the first time home in forever and then having to deal with these fears, make sure you talk to them. Have a conversation. In the conversation of how was your first day, how was your second day, you know, how are your classes, how are your professors, say, hey, you know, do you know this is going on around these campuses all around the nation? Just, you know, be aware of your surroundings, situational awareness. Have them talk to someone in school if they need to. If they're home for the weekend, bring them somewhere where you feel comfortable bringing them, one of their health care providers. So we'll see. And we'll keep monitoring this and we'll keep bringing you the information that you need on these tragic active shooter hoaxes that are happening. Like, well, again, we don't have enough to deal with.